30 spokes joined in the wheel's hub. The hole in the middle makes it useful. Mold clay into a bowl, the empty space makes it useful. Cut out doors and windows for the house, the holes make it useful. Therefore, the value comes from what is there, but the use comes from what is not there. Apparently not there to our senses. Lhotse is giving us something of tremendous value. He's giving us something that brings about great insight, the significance of our life. The necessity for emptiness is found only in the authentic being of someone who is seeking emptiness. It is only in that emptiness that we find that the function of anything is meaningless unless there is significance. Everything that comes into this world is a great mystery. Science is finding this out day after day. And yet there is a great order to the chaos of what seems to be this world and even the universe. Nothingness is present everywhere. Emptiness is present everywhere. And without it, this whole world would be without form and function. Just sit with this for a moment. This is why being creative, being an artist, is so deeply important. Introducing emptiness into a person's life brings them to the equanimity of their heart and their soul. Emptiness is a blessing, and without it, there would be no form or function, just as Lhotse explains about the bowl, about the wheel, about the house. We need to remember something. Music, tones, this is why I use them in my meditations. They soothe the soul. They bring about the soul. But the effort is not to delude ourselves into thinking that we can awaken purely through listening to music or being even fascinated by colors. Everything should be understood in moderation. That's what Lhotse is about. He is saying, don't let your mind, your body take you into places where you will be troubled. It is certainly fine for the body and for your eyes to enjoy beauty, color, music. But remember, too much of anything like that not only brings fatigue, but mischief. The best symbol for all of this, I feel, is calligraphy. It is where the black ink forms an intriguing character, but only becomes so much so on the paper, because there are places on the paper in calligraphy where the brush does not touch. It is in that that we find the true beauty of what it means to live consciously. Moderation, simplicity. This is why I teach you, live simply. Live in the solitude of that simplicity, and you will find the silence. This is very, very important teaching. To discount it is to miss your entire life. People are always filled with their idea of what they think is attainment, enlightenment, whatever. Enlightenment is not an attainment. Actually, what it is a homecoming. Because in it, we become ordinary, utterly ordinary, simple, kind. There is a fragrance that emits from us that the body cannot sense. It is the fragrance of love. A samurai and a student of Zen once traveled to Japan to study the various Zen masters to see who they thought was the most enlightened. One day, a Zen samurai wandered into the temple of a great Zen master, Dokun. In a desire to show his comprehension to Dokun, the samurai said to the master, "The mind, the Buddha, and all beings are empty. The true nature of all things," he said, "is emptiness. There is no such thing as enlightenment, no delusion, no sages, no masters, no toil, no reward." Well, Dokun, the great Zen master, remained quiet just for a while. He said nothing. Then, all of a sudden, he took his fan, which was metal, and banged it on the head of the samurai. The samurai was absolutely fumed with anger. "What did you do that for?" he said. The master said, "Well, if everything's empty, where'd that temper come from?" Yes. Where did that temper come from? We miss our entire life. Because we have no significance. We have a sense of self-importance, of ego, of vanity, of pride, but we have no awareness. I find my students making up all sorts of stories, legends in their mind, about what is right and wrong and what is awakened and what is not. They don't understand. Nothingness is everythingness. It is present everywhere. We live in it. We swim through it, in and out of our life constantly. And yet we do not acknowledge it. And it is the order that creates the manifestations of what is useful. This is what Lhotse meant when he said the value comes from what is there, but the use comes from what is not there, not apparent to my senses. The value of everything is in the emptiness, and it is a state of being, not a psychology. What could be the psychology of emptiness? Well, that would mean that there are no elements to my mind. My mind functions according to genetic strata, genetic heritage. My mind thinks like my father thought, my mother thought, their mothers and fathers thought. Ugh. Eek. But that's what they do. And we have all sorts of neuroses and psychoses to deal with. That is our basic psychology. That is the way we are. But what Lao Tzu is saying, the value of your life is in what you cannot see. You cannot think. And yet, its value, its use, is essential. I know this is very difficult to understand, because in my humble opinion, it can't be understood. Greg cannot understand this. He would sit there and create a story that would help him think he understood it. But in truth, he would never have understood that. It can't be, because he is an accumulation of his stories, his thoughts, his psychosis, his neurosis, his mental illness. He can't think beyond that. The confines of his reality are only held in his genetic acuity. And he can't go any further than that. And frankly, he doesn't want to go any further than that. He is afraid to eliminate what is useless. But when something of the other shore, something becomes apparent to him, he fears that the true authentic of himself, which has no name, which has no meaning or substance to his life, might catch a hold of this, which it did. I had a dream, as I told you, that I was born with one eye open. It's a very funny dream, but yeah, that's probably what happened. If you are sedentary about the conformity to society and to your brain and to the idea of your genetic acuity, then you will never discover the meaning of your life, the significance of your living. You will never find it. Seeking emptiness would not be something that would be apparent to you or even meaningful. Do you remember the story of fresh fish? Do you remember? In a certain village, a man opened a fish shop with a big sign, "Fresh fish sold here." Remember? The very first day, a man came into the shop and he read, "Fresh fish sold here." He laughed. "Fresh fish? Do people sell stale fish anywhere else? What is the point of the word fresh? Fresh fish?" The shopkeeper decided he was right. Fresh gave the idea of stale, and he didn't want that for his customers, so he removed the word fresh from the sign. Now it just read, "Fish sold here." An elderly lady was visiting the shop the next day and read, "Fish sold here." She looked at the shopkeeper and said, "Do you sell fish anywhere else?" Well, the storekeeper thought, yes, "here" could be erased. So he did, and it just said, now the sign said, "fish sold." A third day, another customer came into the shop and said, "Fish sold? Does anybody give fish away for free?" So the word "sold" was removed. And then the only word left on the sign was "fish." An aged man came and said to the shopkeeper, "Fish? Even a blind man can understand what is being sold here. You can smell it. You can tell." So the word "fish" was removed. The board was now blank. A passerby asked, "Why a blank board? I don't understand." Finally, the board was removed. Nothing remained after the process of elimination. Every word had been removed one by one. This is the way love occurs in us. True love. Absolute love. Love is born out of emptiness. And only the people who are void, void of meaning, of thoughts and beliefs, they are the only ones that find this love. It lives within us all. And when you and I are more interested in love than we are the result of our human love, that is when we will see the necessity, the true necessity, for the meaning of emptiness in our life. Do you understand? The less you are, the more that can be. The less of Gregory and the signs that he puts up, the less he has to think, say, and do, the less he offers to himself and applies to the assumption of his life, the more present it is. The it is the soul. The it is the everythingness. This is how we should live. Not for the sake of what we want, or for the sake of even what we can think, because what Gregory can think is only thought. It doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean that it comes from emptiness. People want to be right. They want to think they're being right. And in doing so, they do everything that is counter to their life, taking away the meaning, the substance, the significance of their life, because they'd rather be right than be significant. Find that true significance. Simplicity, solitude, silence. Everything that has come into this lifetime for us has come by the order of a function of the Tao. We can't see it, and in our humanness, we can't understand it. But when we are willing of it, when it is more important for us to find our emptiness than it is to fill our minds with the silliness, the frivolity of the ego, then something can happen. Then you and I begin to find out what we are made of. Do you know what you're made of? Can you understand it? You and I are made up of emptiness. Let's meditate together, you and me. I love doing this with you. No matter where you are, No matter what time you do this in the day, I will know, I will feel it. Because I am with you always. Latsa. Realize the ultimate emptiness, he says. Achieve interior peace. Be steady in your stillness. This is the manner.